Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I called you back, but because I lost connection on the
Yeah.
internet.
Are we almost
Okay,
finished?
and yes, ma'am, we're almost done, almost towards the end. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I was asking if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farzan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
Nate Bankston.
Okay, that'll be Nick Bankston. Okay. All right, ma'am, and how certain are you that you will be voting for Nick Bankston for Columbus City Council? Would that be very somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Second one.
Somewhat certain? Okay. All right, ma'am, and if the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Deacre?
Louis Gill.
Okay, Louis Gill. All right. All right, ma'am, how certain are you that you'll be voting for Louis Gill for Columbus City Council? Would that be very certain, somewhat, or not too certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
All right. Okay, if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Remy.
Okay, Emmanuel Remy. Okay. All right, ma'am, and how certain are you that you'd be voting for Emmanuel Remy for Columbus City Council? Would that be very, somewhat, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain. All right. All right, sir, in this November, there will be an issue on the ballot, you know, in the Columbus City Council District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000, okay, annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each, okay, $1 of taxable value, which amounts, you know, to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. For a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first to in the calendar year 2024. Okay, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve it or no to reject this measure?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, ma'am, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose. Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, okay. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not strong.
Not a strong Republican, okay. All right, ma'am, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. All right, and are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Not children, okay. All right, ma'am, from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was that Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or someone not eligible, too young, or, you know, not registered?
I voted for Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden. All right. All right, ma'am, and the last question, last year, you know, that is 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
What's the highest number you got?
I have $250,000 or more.
That
one, okay. All right, ma'am, with this, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too, fine. Bye.